We're going to look at the foundation ahead of the main subject, and that is living upright through love. Living upright through love. Our objective is understanding the place of love in uprightness. Understanding that love has a place in upright living. Romans chapter 13, verse 8 to 10. We read it in the first service, and for those who are here, please, in the first service, who are here in the second service again, congratulations for double impartation. Now look at it. He said, "Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." He said, "Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law." Can you place the Living Bible on the screen? He said, "Pay all your debts except the debt of love for others. Never finish paying that. For if you love them, you will be obeying all of God's laws, fulfilling all his requirements. If you love your neighbor as much as you love yourself, you will not want to harm or cheat him or kill him or steal from him. You won't sin with his wife or husband, as the case may be, or want what is his, or do anything else the Ten Commandments say is wrong. All ten are wrapped up in this one: to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love does no wrong to anyone. That is why it fully satisfies all of God's requirements. It is the only law you need." Look at the Message Bible. If you have the Message, you can give it to us. "Don't run up debts except for the huge debt of love you owe each other. When you love others, you complete what the law has been after all along. The law code: don't sleep with another person's spouse. Don't take someone's life. Don't take what isn't yours. Don't always be wanting what you don't have and any other don't you can think of. Finally adds up to this: love other people as well as you do yourself. You can't go wrong when you love others. When you add up everything in the law code, the sum total is love." The sum total is what? Love. Now let's add the scripture to this. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Matthew chapter 7 and in verse 12. And if you have the Living Bible again, I would like to read Matthew chapter 7 also from the Living Bible. It says, "Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. What things soever you would that men do to you, do so to them, for that is the law and the prophets." The Living Bible said, "Do for others what you want them to do for you. This is the teaching of the laws of Moses in a nutshell." Please note five things by way of introduction. One, the same things. You say, love is the summary of the law and the prophets. Now add to that, that love is the summary of the scriptures. Love is the summary of the law and the prophets. Also mean that love is the summary of the scriptures. Yes, please, you add that to what we already said in the first service. Love. The book of God is the book of love. So love is the summary of the law and the prophets. Love is the summary of the scriptures. Number two, love is the core of upright living. It is the anchor of uprightness. Another way to say it is, love is the foundation for righteousness. Love is the foundation for righteousness. You can never go wrong following the way of love. Thirdly, love is the proof of true spirituality. 1 John chapter 4 verse 20. Said 4:20. If a man say, I love God, and he hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he can see, he has seen. How can he love God whom he has not seen? Love is a proof of true spirituality. I want to say it another way for this service. Love is the authentic confirmation of quality relationship with God. Love is the authentic confirmation of quality relationship with God. Anybody who knows God knows love. Nearness to God equals the presence of love. Nobody can claim to know God who does not have love. It is not praying in tongues that confirms that a person is spiritual. It is not fasting that confirms that the person is spiritual. Love is the authentic confirmation of quality relationship with God. Number four, love is what imparts value and profit to spiritual action. Love imparts profit, value and profit to spiritual action. I am going to say it another way, but let us read 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Verse 1 all the way to verse 3. He said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and I have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profited me nothing. Wow. Let's look at this translation. It is called the New Revised Standard Translation. New Revised Standard Version. He said, if I speak the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have prophetic powers and I understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions
And if I hand over my body so that I may boast.
You see, there are many people who do many things in order to boast. Not because of love.
He said, so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. This is the point, and let me say it. Love is the guarantee.
I said it at first, that love imparts value and profit to spiritual action. But another way to say it is, love is the guarantee of gain and rewards in spiritual activity. Is the guarantee of rewards and gain in spiritual activity.
The meaning of that is, there are things we do that are not rewarded because love was absent. Is the guarantee of reward, the guarantee of gain. If you are in bitterness and you are ushering, you are wasting your time. If you are in unforgiveness and you are in counseling, you are wasting your time. If you are in jealousy and competitive tendencies and you are in choir, you are wasting your time. Love is the guarantee of rewards. The thing you do, the things we do, in order for them to attract rewards, they must be done with love.
Am I communicating?
That was number four. And then number five, love is the greatest of all spiritual virtues. Say it in another way, love is the preeminent spiritual virtue. Preeminent. Love is the prefect of spiritual virtues. Love is the head boy. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and in verse 13, he said, now abideth faith, hope, charity, or love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Why is that so? Why is love the preeminent spiritual virtue? Why is love the head of all the spiritual virtues? First, because love is key to upright or holy living. You say love is the fulfilling of the law. We said that in the first service. Love is key to upright or holy living. Love is the secret of righteousness. Second, love is key to functional faith. The Bible says, faith worketh by love. Galatians chapter 5 verse 6. Love is key to functional faith. Love is key to vibrant faith. Love is key to active faith. Love is key to productive faith. The meaning of that is, faith is impotent without love. Faith lacks potency without love. Believing God is a waste of time where there is bitterness. Hello? Love is key to functional faith. It's key to active faith. It's key to buoyant faith. Is key to vibrant faith. Is key to productive faith. Is key to result-oriented faith. It's love. Thirdly, love is the doorway to spiritual gifts and manifestations. In 1 Corinthians 12 verse 31, it said, wherefore I give you to understand, 12:31. Wherefore covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. And then chapter 13, verse 1, he began to show us the way of love. Love is the doorway to spiritual gifts and manifestations. Another way to say it is, love is the key to the world of the supernatural. Love is the key to the world of the supernatural. When you are talking about the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, the design of spirits, the working of miracles, miracle working faith, tongues and interpretation, diversities of tongues and the gifts of prophecy, these things work excessively where love is at work, is the key to the world of the supernatural. For the man who walks in love, the supernatural is natural. It's natural. It's natural. One day a man was brought like 5 hours journey. He was half dead, half alive, the way I would say it. He was like a skeleton that was wearing flesh. Do you get the picture I'm painting? Skeleton putting on flesh. They drove him all the way. They had to pour water on him like 5 or 6 times on the road before he reached Abuja here. When I saw him, he was dressed like skeleton, dressed in flesh. He's somebody I knew before. When I saw him, compassion welled up in my heart. He was HIV, full-blown AIDS. That is not a person to go near in the physical, right? Full-blown, he's almost dead. I packed him in my hands like a baby. Held him to my chest and cried to God, "Heal him, Lord," with all the passion I could muster. That was not a person that was walking. His wife drove the car. He was incapacitated in that vehicle. Packed him in my hand, held him to my chest, and as I cried with compassion and passion, power entered his body. I dropped him, he landed on his feet. He walked up and down in the church. 2 weeks later, he drove himself to my house. I said, "What? Who am I seeing?" He said, "I came to show you myself." I said, "What happened?" He said, "I'm healed." My power didn't heal him. I couldn't even say I had faith, because looking at him, I was almost discouraged to pray for him. But liquid passion, infectious passion, flowed into that man's body, electrocuted the affliction, electrified his body, and he was on his feet. Love is the key to the world of the supernatural. What you can feel determines what you can heal. Take your seat. Determines what God can use you to heal. Love is the doorway to the world of the supernatural. Number 4, love is the doorway into the fruit of the Spirit. Was that number 4? 4, love is the doorway into the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 all the way to verse 23 said, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, then joy, then peace." The fruit of the Spirit is love. Love. Love opens the way to the world of joy. Let me say it another way. That love is the vehicle to the world of character. Quality character. It's telling you love, joy, patience, long-suffering, meekness, humility. Love is the vehicle into the doorway of quality, godly character. It just ushers you there. Love makes people patient. You bear with others. Love makes people excited. Love makes people humble. You don't want to look down and talk down on people. Love is a vehicle. And finally, love is the nature of God. 1 John 4:8. Do you know the meaning of that? To be in love is to be in God. A man consumed by love has been consumed by God. Love is the nature of God. Love is the trigger for the divine nature. Somebody say amen. You know what will make what causes righteousness or godliness to flourish? Righteousness. Now, this is the equation: love for God plus love for man equals godliness and righteousness. When I love God and I love man, I will live right. I will live godly. Am I communicating? When I don't love God and I don't love man, I can't live right. And when I don't love God and I don't love man, what is that called? Godlessness and selfishness. Godlessness and selfishness. Where somebody doesn't care, doesn't love God, and doesn't love people, he only loves himself. Godlessness plus selfishness equals wickedness and sinfulness. Godlessness plus selfishness. That is what makes ritual killers. They don't have any God in their life. They are looking for money. They want to take off somebody's head. That is what makes armed robbers. That is what makes husband snatchers. Doesn't have God. And only likes herself. He wants the man's husband and doesn't care whether the woman too wants her husband. Godlessness plus selfishness equals sinfulness and wickedness. That is why there is so much wickedness in the world. Because there is so much godlessness. And there is so much selfishness. Somebody is in the place of power. He doesn't care about the lives of the masses. So if the hospital don't function, it doesn't matter. Because he can run abroad any day for treatment. Anything can, people, anybody dies, it doesn't matter. Godlessness plus selfishness equals sinfulness plus wickedness. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. It doesn't matter whether roads are working or not. It doesn't matter whether the public transportation is working or not. It doesn't matter what is working. It doesn't even matter whether there is security. Because God has his own security. So what happens to the masses does not matter. Godlessness plus sinfulness plus selfishness equals sinfulness and wickedness. But now, what does love mean practically? I will say what I said in the first service and then expand it. First, I said love means the release of goodwill towards others. You wish others well. You wish them well like you wish yourself. Another way to say it is, love means goodness of heart towards others. A compassionate disposition towards others. All you want is let it be well with the man, with the woman, with your brother, with your sister, with your loved ones. Let it be well. People who don't love wish others evil. They wish them pain. They wish them hurt. Have you heard people said when somebody has a problem, say it's good for him? Haven't you heard such before? You see, as so happens, say, that's very good for him. Very good for him. That is love. You wish people well. You wish people well. Goodness of heart. A compassionate disposition. One man who lived very long, S.A. Sadella, they asked him, say, what is the secret of your longevity? I think he died at the age of 112. They showed us a picture some time ago. And he said, I don't hate anybody. I wish everybody well. Wish everybody well.
There are people who are mobile bitterness. Bitterness in motion. That you look good, they are angry. That you are not begging is paining them. How many of you know there are people who are happy if you came to ask them for help? But they get angry if they don't see you anymore. That man lived for 113 years, almost 120 like Moses, before he died. And they said, what is your secret? He said, I love everybody. I don't wish anybody well, anybody bad. Wherever people sit to destroy another, please run. It will cut short your destiny. Number two, love means treating others as you would want to be treated. This is how I would put it in this service. Love is placing yourself in the shoes of others. Placing yourself in the shoes of others. If I was a wife, how would I want my husband to treat me? Then you'll treat your wife like that. If I was a husband, how would I want my wife to relate and respect me? Then you do like that. It is placing yourself in the shoes of others. Knowing that what will pain you will pain another. What will hurt you will hurt another. What you don't like, another person won't like. What will put you to shame will put another to shame. It's practical love. It's put yourself in the shoes of others. And you treat them like that. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Number three, love is contributing to the joy, welfare, and well-being of others. Contributing. You are a joy source. You contribute to their welfare, their well-being, and so forth. Say it in another way. Love is contributing to the value and comfort of others. Your life makes people to have your life enhances the value of people's lives. People are comforted, not tormented by you. There are people who are the tormentor in chief of their family. Not commander in chief, tormentor in chief. They are a terror to their wives, a terror to their children. When husband is coming, children are running to take cover. You know what happens in some villages? When they kill the chicken, they bring all of it to the father of the house, who will give the head and the neck and the broom. Not the leg that is like this. From here. Give it to wife and children. To him belongeth the drumstick. You know the drumstick? To him belongeth the breast and all those ones. And then his wife is struggling with the meatless leg that is almost useless even for a dog. Tormentor in chief. When you are a loving person, you are a pleasant personality. You are a pleasure to hang around. You are not a source of tension. You are a pleasure to be around. You literally become a rallying point for your family. For your family. That is what love is all about. Will you tonight please make someone happy, joyful, excited? That is what love is all about. Number four, love means defending and protecting the interests and concerns of others. Defending and protecting the interests and concerns of others. Another way to say it is love means defending the reputation and identities of people. Defending the reputations and identities of people. Whether it's in their presence or behind them. Like I said in the first service, the reputations and identities of people are safe in your custody. Love means that you are not a person that sits behind people to tear them down, run them down, and finish them. That is, even if the man was a thief, a criminal, you know that talking against him like that couldn't change him. There are people, nobody is ever good in their eyes. Have you come across such people before? They pick one person, finish him, drop him. Pick another person. Have you ever seen this sister before? That other sister? You don't know the one I'm talking about? The one that is wearing one cloth, signboard. The cloth that has become only one cloth, only one cloth, only one cloth. She's even doing guy self. Know that other brother? That other brother. The one with one kind shoe like that. They finished with him. And Jehovah heard you. He was hearing you. If the cloth is one, why don't you change it for her? If the shoe is terrible, why don't you assist him wear the shoe? Wear another shoe. Am I communicating at all? There are people whose lives are like that. And there are people, any discussion you have with them, it is as good as broadcasting it on radio. Because it is gone. They are Radio Broadcasting Corporation. People of very minimal virtue, scanty respect. Just be careful and ensure that you are not dragged as one of those who kill people in their absence. And you look at them in their face and say, bro, how are you? I've been talking about you. You know something I learned from Abraham Lincoln? He said, people who can flatter can slander. There are people who genuinely love you and who will tell you you are such a good person. Genuinely. But there are those who are almost like satanic agents. I've never seen a person like you. In fact, you don't know how beautiful you are. You don't know how. In fact, if I have this kind of your structure, in fact, I've not seen a man as smartly dressed like this. Wow. What do you do to make dress fit you like this? Then behind you, it's a terrible, terrible girl. I hate her, I hate that girl. He just flattered you and went behind to slander you. So just be very careful and never be invited where people's identities are being scattered. Don't be involved. Refuse to be involved. Take your leave. Take off. Go. Because the person who brought something about somebody to tell you will take something from you to tell another. This is real. This is very real. The person who brought something about somebody to tell you will take something from you to tell the other. We have experienced such plenty times. Where somebody ran and say, excuse me, sir. I came to confess. I'm so sorry. I have nothing against you. I'm so sorry. It was just that person. Then you talk to the person and say, what happened? You say, can you imagine? She was the one that came. You said this. This was what you said. Wahaloos. Plural, wahala. When wahala is too much, it becomes wahaloose. Take your seat. Just value that person. Love that person they are trying to kill with their mouth. Love him enough to walk away. I can't be part of this. I am not. People will hate you for behaving like that. But it's all right. What is the hatred of man compared to the anger of God? Number five. Love means bringing out the best in others. It means increasing the worth of others. Another way to say it is, love means making a difference with others. Your life makes the difference. Making a positive difference. You are a value enhancer with others. A positive difference, not a negative difference. How many of you know there are people you encounter and you don't want to see that kind of person again in your life forever? There are people who walk into people's lives and cause wreckage. I've heard stories such as this. Many of you in Africa, you know. Some people send us text messages said, since that woman entered our family, everything scattered. We were one family before. Everything scattered. Father doesn't know children again, doesn't know wife, doesn't come home anymore. Children are suffering. School fees is hard to be paid. Woman is crying. Why? One person entered and everything is scattered. Be a positive difference maker. Be the reason why things got better, not worse. Love. That was five. Number six, love means celebrating the success and results of others. Celebrating the success and results of others. Another way to say it is, love means rejoicing in the progress of others. People are progressing and you are not angry. Rejoicing in the progress of others. You are not antagonizing, you are not minimizing their results. Neither are you engaging them in competitive jealousy or envy. How many of you know that the nature of man is not... Have you ever seen where you are coming to testify and tell somebody good news about what God just did for you and their face fell? So, brother, just rejoice with me. I just got a letter now that I'm to work with a foreign-based company. I'll be receiving in dollars. And say, Swear. Well done. Well done. Swear. So we'll see later. His greatest pain. Why was it not me? Why should he be the one? When will I testify this kind of testimony? See, human nature very bad. What you don't celebrate, you will never attract. What you don't like, you will lack. What you hate, you can't have. It's love. Even if your flesh wants to feel bad, sow the seed of joy. Rejoice with those who rejoice. That is scripture. Sow it as a seed. Be happy so it can happen for you. Love means rejoicing in the progress of others. Number 7, love is respecting the dignity and self-worth of others. What is the meaning of that? It means love is giving accurate recognition and appreciation for the existence of others. Accurate estimation, accurate appreciation. You don't depreciate people. You don't devalue them. You don't look down on people. You don't talk down on people. You are not functioning in a superiority complexity. You are not progressing arrogantly and ostentatiously. You are not putting people down and talking them down. When you see people behave like that, their hearts are empty of love. You there, come. What do you say? Is that your name? Have you seen some money misroad talk like that? Money misroad. You there, come. So what do you say? Is that your name? Come here. Sit here. Bankrupt of love. There are people that they are driving from here, maybe to Ilorin or to Lagos. They are eating suya at the bag, eating, drinking yogurt, drinking everything that is smelling for the, and the driver is driving and swallowing his saliva for 6 solid hours. They are not caring that a human being is on the steering. All right? And they reach where they are going. No value. There are people, when you go near them, they show you how little you are. They want you to know that you are nothing. Those are people with the hearts of the devil. The nature of the enemy. There are other people, when you go around them, they show, by the way they relate and handle you, they give you your accurate estimation. They show at least that you are a human being. That is what life is all about. My trust and confidence in God is that nobody around me will be devalued or feel devalued. Do you know that at times I take permission from my driver, because the way we walk, at times I have to take something in the car because there's no time. Driver, am I allowed to take something? Have you taken something yourself? Oh, yes, I have. I've even eaten more than once today. Okay, this is my own first time. And this is around 3 o'clock or 4. So I am free to take something. Oh, yes, sir. You won't think I'm oppressing you by the smell of it. Oh, no, sir. No, sir. And your tummy will not be rumbling while I'm eating. Small things. They are small things. But they communicate to the other person that you matter. You matter. The reason why I am the one being driven is God. I could be a driver if not for God. And driving can be a calling, not necessarily because of lowness of life. Someone say amen. Somebody say louder, amen. You are respecting the dignity of people. You give people their respect. Small children, elder, whatever they are, you give people their respect. Number 8. Love is living beyond self. Not just living in a world that is occupied only by yourself. I said it in another way in the first service. It wasn't written, but I can say it back now.
Love is living in a world that has accommodation for others. Living in a world that has accommodation for others. You are conscious of the fact that other people live in your world. So you behave with a consciousness of others. You take care of their welfare, their concerns.
Number 9, love is taking the feelings and emotions of others into consideration in our life's actions. Taking the feelings and emotions of others into consideration in our life's actions.
Another way to say it is love is tenderness, softness, and sympathy towards others. Tenderness, softness, sympathy towards others. You are soft, you are tender. Husband, soft and tender towards your wife. Wife, soft and tender towards husband, towards children. Soft and tender towards friends.
Is God speaking to anybody at all?
When you see a man hardened against his wife, is bankrupt of the love of God. Hardened against his children. Hardened against his workmen. Hardened against subordinates in the place of work.
Love is scarce. Softness. And finally, love is giving of ourselves to make life better for others.
Giving of ourselves to make life better for others.
I say it in another way in this service, and that is that love is the sacrifice of life's resources to uplift and upgrade the lives of others. The sacrifice of life's resources to uplift and upgrade the lives of others. You sacrifice the resources of your life. What resources? Money to make life better for somebody. Your time to make life better for somebody. Your wisdom, your counsel, your advice to make life better for somebody. Your energy, your gift, your talent to make life better for somebody. Sacrifice like Joseph did in the prison. Today, the number of people who are willing to get are more than those who are willing to give. Am I communicating? Very, very many people are, what can I get? What can I get? What can I get? What can I get? It was said one day that very soon God will make people to begin to give out the gifts of cars to others. And somebody shout, I receive my own. That is, I receive the gift of the car. Instead of receiving the grace to be the one giving out. Are you following what I'm saying here today? So people are consumption oriented. That is why there is so much wickedness. That's why somebody wants to take another person's phone. Want to take another person's money. Want to take another person's car. Another person's job. Another person's wife. Another person's husband. Another person's everything. But love gives. Beloved brothers and sisters, go ahead and walk in love. What is the profit of walking in love? It is that of activating the fullness of the divine nature. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. God is love. To walk in love is to live like God. To walk in love is to walk in God.
To walk in love is to walk in his nature. To walk in love is to walk in God. To walk in love is to walk in his nature.
And I believe that today, somebody shall proceed into that love walk. Say a louder amen. The Lord must amen. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I receive the grace to walk the love walk. I receive the grace to walk the love walk. I receive that grace to walk the love walk. In the name of Jesus, stand up on your feet and say, I receive that grace to walk the love walk. I receive that grace to walk the love walk. Lift up your two hands and appreciate him. Appreciate the King of Kings.
Draw me nearer, dear blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, dear blessed
your two hands everywhere and ask God, Lord, I receive the grace to walk in love. Cleanse my heart from every trace of bitterness. and every root of bitterness, I receive that grace to walk in love. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and speak to God. Lift up your hands high. Everyone in this assembly, this sanctuary, the galleries, the overflows, everywhere you are today, you want to make your ways right with God, and you want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You will pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and you will come to be prayed for everywhere you are in this assembly, the sanctuary, the galleries, the overflows. I want to make my ways right with God. I want today to mark a new day for me. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I have not walked in love as I should. I have walked far away from God. And I need to walk close to God. I need to walk close to God and walk close to love. Pick your Bibles in your bags. And those watching via the satellite on the internet, when we pray, you'll pray along with us to make your way right to Jesus today.
Draw me nearer to thee, Lord.
Draw me nearer to thee.
The Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. In Jesus' precious name, go forth and return back with your testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ, all that is yours, from the north, south, east, and west, shall come to you. Every system holding what is yours shall lose their peace and sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hands. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen.